The Theory of the Perpetual Discomfort of Humanity by H.G. Wells. Narrated by David McCran. He had been sitting with his feet upon the left jamb of my mantle, admiring the tips of his shoes in silence for some time. "George," he said, dropping his cigar ash thoughtfully into my inkstand, in order, I imagine, to save my carpet. "Have you ever done pioneer work for humanity?" "Never," I said. "How do you get that sort of work?" "I don't know. I met a man and a woman, though, the other night, who said they were engaged in that kind of thing. It seems to me to be exhausting work, and it makes the hair very untidy. They do it chiefly with their heads. It consists, so I understand, of writing stuff in a hurry, rushing about in cabs, wearing your hair in some unpleasant manner, and holding disorderly meetings." "Who are these people?"
"Never heard of them before, though they told me they were quite well known. The lady asked me if I had been to Chicago."
I chuckled. I could imagine no more hideous insult to my uncle.
"I told her that I had been to most places southeastward and eastward, but never across the Atlantic," she informed.